Right now, it's time to go to the Hurricane Weather Center with our good friend and meteorologist, Hurricane Pat Pagano.
Okay. question.
Yeah, yep.
Have you been seeing my reports on Facebook this week?
No, I haven't. Why?
Because I'm wondering why when I go into Facebook, I don't see it. Usually I see it because I uploaded, you know, prior to that, but I haven't seen it. And so I got to ask Marshall. I know he goes into Facebook most of the time, and sometimes you copy my stuff, but I don't know if it's there.
Huh. Well, I don't know. I saw something the end of last week on Facebook from you about hurricanes.
Did
you write something about hurricanes the end of last week?
I wasn't here last week.
No, yeah, you were back. Well, I saw something about you and hurricanes.
Okay.
I don't know what that is, but that's could be in my imagination as well, I guess.
All right. Well, I'll have to look into that. But in the meantime, sit back and relax. It's a sunny, breezy day. 80 to 85. Clear tonight. 55 to 60. Sunny to partly cloudy Friday. We're in the low 80s. Sunny Saturday. In the 70s, very nice. Clouds increase Sunday, mid-70s, and Monday we have a chance of showers. So nothing has changed as far as our weather.
No, that's good because, like I said, starting with today, the big race car parade in between 4 and 5 o'clock winds up in Falls Village. And then there's the street fair. Then, of course, Lime Rock has all their activities right through Labor Day. Then there's the Goshen Fair, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. The Columbia County Fair is on now through Monday. So it's nice that they're all going to get the stuff in to go into a great weekend. And it looks like any chance of really showery weather is not until Labor Day itself, right?
That is correct. Yeah. So I think we're in good, really, really good shape. At least 2/3 of the weekend will be rain-free. So the only thing you'll have to worry about, of course, is Monday, if you're making any plans for Monday.
And that's not rain, that's showers, right?
It's showers. It looks like showers right now. Yep, exactly. Yep.
All right, so now let's turn our attention to the tropics and the hurricane, or maybe hurricane.
It is a hurricane.
Okay.
85 mile per hour winds, north of Puerto Rico, moving northwest, expected to rapidly intensify and become either a Cat 3 or 4 by the time it nears Florida Monday into Tuesday. Most of the modeling seems to suggest Central Florida, but the European model is saying South Florida, and then once it hits South Florida, it turns it on up the East Coast, which could give us a problem. So we have that to worry about. And, you know, if the euro is going to be right. But right now, it's really the odd man out. That doesn't matter. You know as well as I do.
Yeah.
Many, many times, this model has been so much better than all the other models. So I spoke too easy when I said, oh, the weather's nice and easy. I have been, we have movie clients in the Southeast, and, they need to know what to do because they have to start safeguarding all of their equipment. So yours truly is under the stress mode, no doubt about it.
So that's a terrible thing for you for a holiday weekend.
I think so. I think it really is terrible. You're right. You're absolutely right. For a holiday weekend, it stinks. But, next week could pose even more problems.
Yeah, what if it comes up the coast?
Coast, exactly. So if the euro's right, that could be even a bigger problem. So we shall see about that. Outside of that, I mean, it was just a, relatively busy day. Baseball teams are playing yesterday, with the rain and trying to forecast that. Most of the heavy rain was over eastern New England as expected. elsewhere, of course, it was just kind of dreary. Didn't you find yesterday be real dreary?
Yeah.
Real dreary.
But now, I thought we had a shower last night. Would that have been possible?
Yes.
Okay. I thought I heard a shower last night.
Absolutely possible. Yep. Absolutely possible. And, you know, I'm still debating. I know the modeling is telling me no. I've been looking at the radar.
Yeah.
And there is a second cold front that is coming down the plains. And right now, with that front, there's an area of showers and thunderstorms over Lake Superior. And that area is moving southeast. The front is expected to pass us this evening. And I was kind of wondering, are all of this activity is going to die out completely? Because I'm not calling for any rain tonight. So we'll be watching it because something tells me that there could, again, be a shower in spots tonight that the computer modeling is not picking up. So we'll have to watch that. Mm-hmm. And that's the front that brings the beautiful weather tomorrow into the weekend.
All right. Well,
so that's that.
Now, just imagine, as tough and as tense as this weekend's going to be for you, just imagine if you live in South Florida and it's Labor Day weekend and you have to try to plan everything.
Could you imagine? I mean, if I lived anywhere in the Southeast Coast right now, I would make sure, I really would make sure that that I am prepared. There is no doubt about it.
I mean,
there is just no way that I would sit back and say, well, you know, not a problem. I would really, really, really be preparing now. I think the entire state's under a state of emergency already.
Well,
did you know that?
Yeah, I would hope. I would just hope for their sakes that something happens, because I just can't, you know, this is the end of the summer. This is, you know, your final get together with family and friends big time, and to have a hurricane threaten to come and ruin most of that weekend. And yeah, so you might even have to evacuate. That's just horrible.
Yeah, I totally agree. And you're also causing businesses that depend on this holiday weather to lose a lot of money.
The only ones that won't lose money are the liquor stores and the ones that sell bottled water.
Right, and ice, right.
And ice. Liquor, water, and ice.
Yeah, afraid so. But, you know, also, could you imagine having to be the official who has to determine, whether it be the governor, I don't know, has to determine whether or not there's got to be mandatory evacuation on a Labor Day weekend?
That's right.
I wouldn't want that decision.
That's when you form a cat. You convene a meeting of many public officials.
And you mean so that one individual doesn't take the blame.
That's right. Everybody takes the blame.
That's a good point, Marshall.
Yeah, that's you convene a tribal council.
Yeah. Oh. Other than that, this is it. I mean, think about it. By the time you and I get together again next week, it's already September. I heard the Farmers Almanac was out. I don't know if you told me. Somebody else did.
Oh, yeah.
You told me. You said it's good. It's calling for a cold, snowy winter.
Now, you're not working tomorrow?
I'm working tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm working tomorrow. And I'm probably going to send you, send you all the feeds Sunday night.
I would.
Monday, because I will be coming back from the lake Sunday night. Truthfully, there is just too much to do. Not there, here. And since we're not shooting on Monday, I'm taking advantage and come back here and try to catch up on some of the work. But, you know, come the 7th or whatever it is, the 8th, we'll have a full schedule, you know, of shooting all weekend long, at least this coming weekend. Saturday's rehearsal, Sunday's shooting. So it's not terrible.
All right. And for those listening, once again, the name of the movie you're shooting this year?
Betty Davis, Olivia de Havilland, Joseph Cotten in Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte.
All right. Pat Pagano, ladies and gentlemen. Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, you have a good one, Marshall.
Take care, Pat.
Okay, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning here on the weather on Robin Hood Radio.